Anakin rolled up his sleeves. Okay, what do I do?
Grab a hold of him and stop him squirming away.
It was easier said than done. Anakin grabbed Rata in a two-arm arresting hold that would have done a CSF officer proud, and pinned him. For a sick hut, and a tiny one at that, he was still a handful. The layer of slime made it harder. He twisted furiously. Anakin held on while Ahsoka grabbed Rata's head like a zone ball and forced the tablets into his mouth. Then she clamped one hand over his mouth while she held on to his head. They waited. Rata held his breath.
I can wait all night, Stinky, Ahsoka said. Just give in. You're outgunned and outnumbered.
Anakin was holding his breath, too, and he wasn't sure if he could hang on longer than the hutlet. He wondered how he'd ever get the smell out of his robes. Eventually, there was a sound, and Rata shuddered. Ahsoka removed her hand and put her thumb in his mouth to make him open wide.
There, she said, peering into the open maw. All gone. Was that so bad? You'll be all better now.
Impressive, Anakin said, retreating to wipe his clothing. R2-D2 burbled and held out an oily rag to him. Most impressive.
You care what happens to him, really, don't you?
No, I don't. But I care what happens to our army. He's a means to that end.
I don't think you're as callous as you act.
Don't worry. I'll be on my best hut-loving behavior when we land.
How does it feel to be going home? How long has it been?
Anakin wondered how she'd rate him on the callous scale if she'd known what he'd done in the Tusken Raiders' village.
I kill people. I kill men, women, and children.
But he always had a reason. So far, he wasn't ashamed of anything he'd done, only the things he hadn't done. He wondered what Rex would make of it, a man who did his fair share of killing, but had rules of engagement. He couldn't imagine Rex losing it and going on a killing spree, no matter what the provocation. Rata the Hutt slept peacefully on a bunk off the main compartment. Ahsoka checked on him every few minutes. Eventually, she came back with a triumphant grin and held up a dribble-soaked piece of blanket.
He's awake, and he's hungry. He's on the mend.
That is so cute, Anakin said flatly.
Try to see the positive side.
Try to find him something more nourishing. Anakin fumbled in his pocket and tossed a small sealed package to her. Here, he can have my dry rations. Hutts can digest anything. Just mash it all up with some water.
Okay, I get it. You want to get Tatooine over with and get out.
Explaining was asking for trouble. He let her go on thinking he was just a Tatooine boy who hated Hutts, like a lot of other humans who came into contact with them. The twilight dropped out of hyperspace facing the twin suns, its viewport filters reducing the glare to an amber haze. Tatooine was just a black disk against the light.
Ready, R2? Snips? Stinky?
Ahsoka tightened her restraints. Rata lay oblivious of his destiny on a ledge in the cockpit.
He's fed and sleeping.
Okay, this is it. Snips, watch the scanner for anything that isn't supposed to be there.
Anakin set the twilight on course and had the laser cannon on standby. He wondered if this would be one of those rare, lucky times when the predictable worst didn't happen. But life wasn't like that, and Dooku was only thinking the way Anakin would have in his position.